crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Crossover double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve. All right,
as you know, the NBA never ends.
No, it does not.
Oh, they handed out a trophy last night.
Yeah.
Still, what a bizarre... We're denied a classic series, but we got a classic champion when you think about how teams are kind of built, and a classic MVP who has elevated himself to a level that very few are on. What a strange couple of weeks
it
of
really
basketball.
Was. I think for Kawhi, I think the only other dude on the planet that could have done what Kawhi did this year was LeBron.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, we talked about this yesterday. All of a sudden, it's like Kawhi's got probably a better resume than KD.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw the little graphic. What was it? Only two. It was Kareem, LeBron, and Kawhi.
Yep.
Only three guys in NBA history to win an NBA Finals MVP with two different teams.
And he's knocked down two dynasties.
He scored the second most points ever in a playoff stint.
Is it
732 or whatever?
The one thing that's so interesting about how we assess things is like, we only remember if guys don't play great if they lose. Like, in all reality, outside of the little two-minute flurry where he scored 10 straight points in Game 5, right. Kawhi wasn't great the Game
Not
5,
that
Game 6.
Yeah, I agree.
And Steph, obviously Steph last night couldn't ever really get it going. At the same time, it's like, people got to understand, like, they got a guy blanketing him, and anytime he comes off a screen, there are two guys running at him.
Yeah.
So it's also a point where it's like the guy, that's hard, but it's just funny how there may be some people, I don't know this to be true, right? There might be some people who are like, boy, Steph really struggled, and it's like, well, you only say that because they lost, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like the play they drew up to get the final shot.
Yeah.
That was a good look.
Yeah.
It just didn't go.
I text Mac right away. Coach McDermott, that's one of Coach Mac's, like, if he ran it at Marquette for Marcus Foster 2 years ago and he missed it. But it's Brad Stevens' initial play, but Mac, like, if they, not just file save as big sideline out of bounds where they got to get a shot to, they ran it for Rogge at Wichita State, when Rogge's junior year or whatever. That's like his go-to play.
Well, throwing it across court is such a distraction.
I would like to get a little, a little screening action for the pass. Too, because
it's hard.
That one is
that's
risky.
What usually that so Mac usually sets a like almost a reverse cross screen. So like what they just did was basically just post Draymond.
Yeah.
So
I'm not in love with that. That's tough.
So what Mac does is they set a screen for someone going to the opposite side.
That's what I would
where do. You free because naturally like when screening action's going away from the ball, there's not urgency to fight through. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like
because you feel like you have time.
Yeah, you feel like okay, what are they gonna do? Okay, they throw it over the top, I can go recover. Because the pass was bobbled enough that made the shot that much more contested.
Pretty good play by Gasol too for
yes,
a guy that
to
I
go,
wouldn't
oh.
call.
But also
athletic.
Siakam kind of started to drift and watch the ball, and that mm-hmm. got Curry wide open.
Yeah,
I like the play because it's a distraction. Because I think initially when you watched it, you thought, they
God,
panicked,
they threw it away or something. And no, can I say this too? Draymond Green was atrocious in the final 3-4 minutes.
Why? Because of the 8 turnovers?
He was the turnover. Think the turnover where he dribbled in 1-on-4 on Lowry and then tried to do this little spinning draw foul.
And then didn't get back?
And then didn't get back, and they go get fouled, make two free throws, then they don't score, and then I think Van Fleet made a three. So instead of going, they had a chance to, they went from up 2 to now they're down 3.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
And then he has the one turnover to Quinn Cook where Quinn needed to move up the floor a little bit.
Dude, how about the leave for no one in the corner, though? Like, what are you doing? Is that worse than the three wide open missed threes?
He down the stretch, I tell you what, for a guy that is a, a pretty darn good passer and makes a bunch of great plays, like, he has more WTF plays a game than... he throws about 4 or 5 head slapping turnovers a game where it's like, Draymond, what are you doing?
That's the only reason I got away from Curry's carelessness from time to time.
Right.
Handling, you know, with the little pity pats. But do you remember any more, not just one, but two ill-timed, dramatic injuries?
No. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, unbelievable.
It's changed
the course of the NBA in a lot of different ways. I mean,
how about the timing?
I mean, unbelievable. It is, those are, if you were to say, what are the two most catastrophic injuries you can probably suffer in basketball? You'd probably say, probably a torn ACL. Outside of, you know, like the gruesome Gordon Hayward, Paul George, like a torn ACL and blowing your Achilles. And it happens in back-to-back games.
And they immediately killed big spurts.
Right. Just because Clay
Golden State was on the verge of putting Toronto away when KD was going. And Clay was on route to 45.
Yeah, he was elimination Clay. He it's had, what, easy 30 to, at yeah. that point. Yeah.
He had 30 in 32 minutes or whatever it was. And he, the 1-3 in transition was
where
like,
Van Gundy
whoa.
Said,
whoa.
I would try this at home.
I mean, wow. I mean, he... But I, and you know, it's, this is, you know, these are some of those comments that there's no way to disprove this, so it's easy to say. Like, I think Golden State would have won if Klay doesn't get hurt, I think Golden State would have won last night.
I do too.
I agree with you. And the only sad thing about it is there's this part of me because he's so weird and, like, I felt like he was separated from his long lost brother when Lowry lost DeRozan and he had to go to national camp and handle all the questions and he was super surly. Man, that dude, bull.
He was so good. It's the best he's ever played.
And I hope he shook the critics and the whispers that says he shies away from the moment. He doesn't embrace. The three rim touch pull up off the step back.
That's when you knew, you know, there are moments where you know, oh, this is just meant to be.
Yep.
Like when Lowry hit that shot, it was like,
it hit
this
the back part of the rim.
He is going full speed towards the sideline.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, and it hits the back of the iron and then just falls in. But
you're thinking in your head, that was a terrible shot.
And it goes in.
And it goes in.
How about really cool little anecdote to humanize Kawhi that the day he got traded, said that he texted Lowry.
I know you lost your best friend.
I know you lost your best friend. I totally get it. But let's try to make this thing work and let's make the best of it.
Kawhi's basketball IQ was fantastic.
Yeah.
The little segment where he talked about not rebounding the basketball and allowing Miami four shots on two possessions that he felt was the difference in them losing. And when he saw Curry's shot go up, he was bound and determined to go get a rebound.
Yeah, he could. And he was the one that tracked that thing down.
Yeah.
I mean, and boy, does he never forces it. He moves the ball. Like, it just, God, he's good.
It's weird
he's
how
27.
He can play angles. Because he's not what I would call uber explosive or a great
handler. Not, but he's just.
He gets anywhere on the floor he wants.
And he's strong and he can elevate and he.
He's changed the NBA moving forward. Called load management.
That's what I want. I was going to say. I'm not so sure there aren't a bunch of guys. I mean, think about all the guys that end up getting hurt.
Are they all
going
to be able to go 17-5?
That's the thing. But I bet a lot of people are going to go.
Our stars only going to play 60 games because we're thinking about April, May, and June.
It's a thought. I mean, that's it. Can you build a roster that can win enough games if your star misses 20 games?
Yep.
But I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of stars that are going. Man,
that must be nice.
Yeah.
And he took the year off before.
I mean, homeboy in 2 years has played, you know, I mean, 100 games-ish, maybe.
And got a...
You know what I mean?
Yep. And got
himself a ring.
Yeah.
By the way, Drake's dropping two songs today, guys.
Two songs, guys!
I just want to know what the FaceTime combo was with he and Curry.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it was weird.
That is bizarre. I wouldn't answer that call.
To Drake.
This is Game Time with Nick Baugh.
It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
I told you last night, no!
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com.
They say, what's your show about? I say nothing. There you go.
Live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Here's Nick Baugh.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend.
George, you're in a good mood. Are you in a good mood because the Raptors are champs? Are you in a good mood? Did you do your testing today?
No, I got my final testing tomorrow.
Okay. You need to conserve that injury. Load management for your Farrell's testing.
Yo, my glutes right now are killing me.
George, you got to load management this thing, okay? We need to. You're not thinking this all through.
All right, Nick, you're on your own today. I'm taking the rest of the day off.
Now, if you're off, I'm off. In the words of Cedric the Entertainer, if you're off, I'm off. All right, if you're off, I'm off. Real quick, so in about 10 minutes, a little before, we're going to get to Schick early today. Schicky has some duties he has to take care of, but he is a committed to making his weekly appearance on the show, so we are going to talk to him in a little bit. But, you know, was that not crazy last night?
I was standing and pacing for the whole fourth quarter.
You want to know why people love sports and why sports is just DVR proof is just like, you can't, sports is the best reality show there is. I mean, you can't, the amount of storylines and drama and situations that were all at play last night, you're hard pressed to get that with Game of Thrones, you know? I mean, seriously. That was incredible. For Clay to go down, and man, my heart sunk when I woke up, and the first thing I saw was that it was torn ACL, to everything with Durant leading up to it, and ultimately then the Raptors winning it all. Side note, you know who today is still going, whew, Danny Green. George, so he has the turnover. He has the turnover when they're getting kind of pressured. If Steph makes that shot, Danny Green never lives that down. Now, the good news is that Toronto was going to go win game 7 because Clay's out. It wouldn't have mattered, so they would have won anyways.
Right.
But nevertheless.
Man.
You talk about a guy that's going, whew.
When I tell you I was screaming at the top of my lungs, no, at the TV, I felt bad for my neighbors. The neighbors probably thought something was happening in my apartment.
You know what I love, though, is like, you know, I always talk about I'm a fan of extending the game, and I am. But I'm also a fan of make people make plays, make people handle the ball a little bit. Even pros in big moments become amateurs at times. Make a guy handle a trap, handle the ball, make a decision. And man, did Steph get a good look. I mean, that's about as, you know, and good look is relative. That's a good look for Steph. Now, it's not a good look for, you know, Shane, but that's a good look for Steph, you know? But it is interesting when you look at this Warriors, because we'll get, I mean, there's so much to unpack here. Last night did kind of feel like the end of a dynasty, didn't it? Like, last night felt like, you know, the end, and here's the thing, this is about the shelf life of dynasties. You know, all the great dynasties, in all reality, they don't last as long as you think they do. 5 years. And it's funny, if you're a believer in the basketball gods or, you know, the sports gods balancing things out, didn't it kind of feel like the bookends of this dynasty are sports universe balancing? Tons of great fortune and kind of luck for the first one and for this Warriors thing to begin, and really throughout the whole 5-year run. Then it ends with just, you couldn't imagine more bad luck. Right? I mean, 2015, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love get hurt, Golden State wins their first title. Then 2016, little misfortune, some self-inflicted, with Draymond missing game 5 and the Cavs come back from 3-1 and win. But then that leads to Durant jumping on board for 2017 and 2018. Naturally, that's some good fortune. They stay healthy throughout that whole time and win 2 straight. And then in 2019, they get crushed with injuries and lose. kind of just the way the sports universe balances things out at times. You know, the Dr. James Naismith giveth, Dr. James Naismith taketh away. I mean, when Clay went down, it was like, oh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding
me? I'm not going to lie. I was on the phone with my mom, and she was screaming. She's like, did you see it? She's like, that's big. I was like, Mom. I was like,
It's Clay.
He's walking around. He jogged to the locker room. I was like, he's going to be back there for a couple minutes. He's going to do some jumping jacks or whatever the case may be. He's going to come back out. She's like, he's done for the series. And then when they showed him on the crutches, I was like, I don't know what it was. It's just something just in me. Like,
that's
like,
not good. Oh. It didn't look good.
No.
I mean, he comes back out and makes the two free throws. It just is. You hear the anecdotes that he told Steve Kerr, give me 2 minutes.
Give me two minutes and I'll be back. Yeah. Ooh.
Just crazy.
Can you get a dog, man?
I know. I need Clay. I'm at the point now where my respect and reverence and love for Clay Thompson is just through the roof. Tons to get to today. I mean, again, we'll get more into the finals. I want to get into Kawhi's legacy, and then what now? Does winning make it easier to go? Does it make it harder to go? We'll get into the conversation because I had a lot of people get at me again about, hey, you know, is there an asterisk by this title? We'll get into that, plus some more into Nebraska football. Frank Christofferson is going to stop by at 12:15, moving him around, but Matt Chick, ESPN, is going to stop by next. Daily lineup. Powered by Action Batteries. It all starts with us. 84th and J Street, actionbatteries.com. Shicky, next.